Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Gallagher has been one of OSU's most planted wheat varieties since its creation, and it's easy to understand why. Gallagher has superior fall forage production and grain yield. Its broad disease package is centered on leaf rust and stripe rust. Gallagher is also resistant to Hessian fly and offers above average milling and baking quality verified by the Wheat Quality Council. Choose Gallagher, a descendant of Duster, and another of OSU's graze and grain wheat varieties. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
The live cattle and feeder cattle were mixed today, with feeder cattle closing 22 to 60 cents lower, while live cattle were steady to about 20 cents higher. We did make new contract lows in these contracts today. The August feeders went down to 151.17, going through previous lows set yesterday. If you go back to April 18th, that market went as high as 161.40, so we're nearly $20 off those highs in about 20 trading days here. And then live cattle, of course, made new contract lows as well. Hogs remained pretty steady with August at 92.55, up $1.37 today. And if you look at some of the fundamental things going on in the market, the feeder cattle index is 134.81, a little bit of a discount to the May feeders. Box beef has come down significantly. It's around 220 at midday today. Sold off about $14 a hundred on the choice going back to April 23rd. So across the board, the markets do seem to be facing a little bit of pressure. Of course, the live cattle cash market is weaker as well today. There was some 117 to 118 trade in Kansas. So that was lower on the week there. Next week, we've got a cold storage and cattle on feed report, which will start to be the highlight of the news stories.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, May 16th, broadcast live from Fort Worth on Dish Network's Channel 997 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. 8 a.m. Central Time, the start time, 16,000 head to be offered on May 16th, including 6,500 yearling steers, 3,800 yearling heifers, and about 3,300 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior 800-422-2117.
We had a volatile day for grain futures. We started off sharply higher. Wheat at one point was up about 14 cents in July. It went all the way to 423 and a quarter before closing down 6 cents or six and a quarter at 402 and a half. That wheat market has tried to make a somewhat of a comeback. The low was around the low 380 level, about 382, just three trading days ago. So it did go nearly a 40-cent rally here before selling off today. But back in the summer, last summer, it went as high as about $6.40 on that July contract. So just 50% could mean $1.20 or so rally from here, which is roughly $5.20 for the July contract. Beans rallied as well today. We filled the gap on the November beans back from May 3rd. That gap was around 862. Today's high was 871. So we filled the gap and then closed about 2¾ cents higher. And then corn finished the day unchanged after being up 10 cents at one point. They're about 10 to 11 cents off of their high. Cotton, the market has been selling off since the middle part of April. It's gone from about 78 down to about 66. With today, it closed down 10 at 66.89. So we've had a few days of pause here. A lot of stuff going on, of course, the delayed planting, and then also the U.S.-Chinese trade war continues to bring quite a bit of volatility into the market. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.